We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Wolfpack Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Also brought to you by Bud Light and by Shields. Now, here is your host, John Ramey.
Welcome inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill on Rob Drive. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Happy to have you with us wherever you may be joining us. Spencer Wilson, John Ramey, and Craig Neal is with us from the Wolfpack basketball coaching staff. Little bit of business to get taken care of. Just announced this afternoon, Nevada head coach on the football side, Jay Norvell, and the football staff holding a public event to highlight the early recruiting class that's coming up 1 week from tonight at the Basin Street Club at Mackey Stadium. You go to this event, and then you get a ticket to the basketball game against Texas Southern. Nevada basketball back in action 1 week from tonight against Texas Southern. So welcome inside, everybody. Happy holidays. Coach Neal, we have, I guess you're just lucky you get another day with me. We've spent a lot of time in transition.
Yeah, we've been together a lot lately.
That's right. The Wolfpack with a two-game road swing, splitting that 1-1, winning the conference opener at Air Force on Saturday the 7th, and then the silver medal last night at BYU. I don't know how you are, but like in my life, when I have some time that I can relax and I have a chore to do, I like to do the chore first. So I'm going to ask about BYU so we can get it out of the way. Is that all right?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing is you got to turn the page.
Yep.
And, you know, if you look at our team right now and you told me we would be on this road trip from last six games and we're going to be 4-2, and you would have told me that early in the year before we even started, I probably would have been happy with that. So I think our guys have done a good job till now. I think you were part of our travel that we took place in Denver and the delays and flying back from, you know, we flew back from St. Thomas. But last night was very tough. I think our guys are a little, I think they're a little down. I know that they don't like losing like we don't. But it's one of those games you just got to turn the page. We don't like to get beat like that. We don't like to have the situation that we had, that we were in last night. But you know, that's over, and now we got to go forward, and hopefully we can get our guys some rest. But they look like some weary guys.
As a coach, you are working with elite athletes at this level, elite competitors. Mm-hmm. They know they're not supposed to have a result like that. They know they're not supposed to shoot 25% from the floor. So how do you
How do you coach them up after that? Because you don't want to get so negative they tune out, but you want to make sure the correctables
and we've
are corrected.
Got, and, John, you know, we got great kids. But if you look at our team, and it's unique for me being from the outside and knowing a lot about your team over the last 4 years, if you look at our team, we don't have any starters back. Not one of our guys that are playing major roles were starters last year. Lindsey is 18 months removed from being a starter. I think the last time he started was the year I was still coaching at New Mexico. So, you know, you have one guy that has a lot of starting experience. So, you know, they're giving us everything they had. They played really well. It just was a bad deal, and we'll turn the page, like I said, and we'll try to go forward. But they get it. So tomorrow we'll get back to work a little bit with finals and whatnot with what we have to do as far as getting better. But I think we'll see. The biggest thing for coaches is let's see how they react, and that's going to be big for us.
And, Coach, this road trip started with the game against Air Force. It was your first conference game. You guys played really well in that game. In fact, your bench outscored Air Force's bench 37-9. What have you liked about kind of the way you've seen progression in your bench play throughout the start of the season?
Yeah, I think we're getting really good bench play. I think the biggest thing, I think people that are really in tune with our basketball team, if they watched our Air Force game, it still looked like it wasn't the same energy as our Santa Clara game as far as pace and how hard they played. But we made a lot of shots. We got a lot of contributions from the bench. So, you know, I think that's the big thing. Our bench is growing. We're a young team with those guys. And, you know, Kane played well. KJ's been playing better, and he's getting better. And Niz has been great off the bench as a senior, and he's done exactly what we needed him to do. And Zane's, he's been able to make some shots, but we have to make those guys grow in other areas, and that's going to be big for us.
And this was only your second true road game of the year. And coming off that Davidson game, what did you see kind of differently in this team in this second true road game of the season, especially being your first conference game of the season?
I don't know if I saw anything differently because the outcomes were pretty similar.
Air
Force was good. Air Force was big because it was a conference game. It's your opener. And John, though, it's very tough to win there.
Yeah.
I've been in this league for a long time, and Air Force always seems to trip somebody up, and it's always good to win there. It was good to get them early and win that first road game. But Davidson and BYU, they were very similar. Hopefully our guys will learn from that, and we'll be able to take those knocks that we got in those games and go forward and get better at that.
Nevada basketball fans, remember that game days are best enjoyed with a crisp Bud Light. Bud Light, crisp. Please drink responsibly. We will turn the page, but I just have one last question. You've been in the West and the conference for multiple seasons.
Right.
Brigham Young, BYU, that's a tough place to play for any team, really, in any sport, right?
Yeah, we were talking about the last time that we were in there, we won the conference championship on the road. With the Lobos. So the last time we'd been in that building, we'd won, and it's not – we haven't had – we've about 50-50 since we used to play them all the time, and they were great for our conference, and they've always had a great program. It's a great facility. They play extremely hard. They're a good team right now. They got a veteran team, so they're going to have a good year.
Certainly a lesson for the Pack. They will play 1 week from tonight at home at Lawler Event Center against Texas Southern. We will be back with more with Craig Neal on the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. We'll be back to Bullies right after this.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
Time to put up the tree. Funny thing about the holidays is nothing flies by faster.
Time for family photos. Time to cut the turkey. Time to open gifts. Time to take down the tree. Happy New Year!
Well, actually, the Lexus December to Remember sales event also goes by fast. That's because for a very limited time, you'll find some of our best offers on our most popular models. But don't wait. Offers end January 2nd. See Dolan Lexus.
Hey, Nevada basketball fans. We know you'll be cheering on the Wolfpack with every dribble, every no-look pass, every last-second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the pack on to victory. Make sure you check out Shields for all the newest Nevada athletic gear to get your game on. And cheer on the Wolfpack in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. And go Wolfpack!
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P. always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Back inside Bully's Sports Bar and Grill, it's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus, Spencer Wilson, John Ramey, and Craig Neal is with us from Wolfpack Basketball. Envision Glassbacks, the pack, serving Northern Nevada for over 35 years for all your commercial and residential glass needs. Windows and doors, mirrors, showers, and more, that's envisionglass.com.
Coach, before you came to Nevada, you spent some time over there in Europe. I know you were over there as a player, but you also spent some time in Monaco as a director of sport over there. How was that? What was that experience like?
Monaco's unique. Places. Yeah, it's a unique place. So, yeah. I was very fortunate. I got to spend 12 months over there, so it's a unique place, and they're hungry to learn about basketball, so it was a good situation for me. So I got to be in charge of a sport for a whole country, but the country is only 38,000 people, so it's a little bit different, but it's a great place to live, and I had a great time.
Still had a good amount of teams too. What was it, 23 teams you were
23
looking
teams.
Over?
Yeah, 23 teams, 21 and under all the way down to 9 and under. So it was basically running a big AAU program for a country. So it was good. You know, I got to travel all over France and all over Europe, so it was a good situation and a good learning experience.
And then you brought the NBA Global Camp as well there to Monaco. What was that like?
That's
what was the process of getting it over there?
Yeah, that's going to be big. Kiki Vanaway, who's the vice president of the NBA right now, was my teammate when we played for the Trailblazers. So they wanted to bring, like, the Chicago Combine to Europe. And okay. They used to have it at in Treviso. in Italy. And so we bid on it, and then we signed a 10-year contract to bring it to Monaco. So
wow.
Kiki was very helpful with that, and I was a part of that. So they'll be there for the next 10 years, so I'm excited about that.
Fans, get up-to-the-minute headlines at NevadaSportsNet.com 24 hours a day. Coach Alford refers to you publicly, privately, colloquially, exclusively as Noodles.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't known you that long.
Yeah.
You're a grown man.
Right.
Who gets to call you Noodles?
Everybody's been doing it lately. Team, players. I mean, it's kind of my nickname.
Do you have a policy? Do you have a preference?
Not
first
really.
Mention Coach Neal, second
not really.
Mention Noodles?
The only thing I don't like is when somebody doesn't know me and tries to refer me as that.
Right.
So. But it's fine. I mean, I've had it for a long time. So
I was going to say that feels
nobody
like
knows me as Craig, so everybody knows me as Noodles.
Is there a origination story we can?
I just played my first NBA game at 6'4", the same height I am, 160
yeah.
pounds,
okay.
And I played in college about 145.
So it's a critique of your physique, it was an observation?
It was an observation of me running down the floor. Looks like a bunch of noodles.
I didn't know if
so
you were like
kinda,
a carb enthusiast or
no,
what the story
no,
was.
No, no, no. That's kind of how it took off.
So like Coach Alford, I mean, you've had an incredible career, lifetime, in basketball, and one thing I don't think I've discussed a lot with Coach Alford, but you're also from Indiana. You grew
right.
up playing basketball. For anybody who hasn't made the drive, say, from Indianapolis to Bloomington, you drive, it's about an hour south,
mm-hmm.
and you go through farmland, and every farmhouse, every one has a hoop.
Has a goal.
Outside. It's unlike any other sporting culture I've been exposed to. I spent a little bit of time in
right.
Indiana.
Right.
Can you kind of relay what that's like?
It was a religion for us, but I was one of the unique situations is that I didn't have a goal at my house, which I was one of the few that didn't because I had a key to the gym.
Well,
because my
one.
Dad was
go.
A high
yeah,
school
go,
coach.
Right.
So we were probably the only family in the city that didn't have a goal. So, but we have a key to the gym. But it's definitely a religion there as far as the game and growing up. And it's everywhere. It's not just in one or two areas or one town. It's everybody. It's the whole state. And I think the biggest thing was when we played basketball, there's no classes. It was everybody competed against everybody. So
big school, small school,
big school
didn't matter.
Didn't matter.
Right.
No classes. And so that was unique.
There is an understanding in the game of basketball that maybe New York players or East Coast players are a certain way and West Coast players are a certain way. Is there an Indiana style? Is there an Indiana game?
A lot of shooters.
I mean, Larry Bird.
A lot of shooters.
You.
A lot of shooters.
Coach, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, but is that it, just guys that shoot?
No, I think we just learn how to play the right way at a young age, and we're learning the fundamentals at a young age, and we all grew up learning how to work. You know, we didn't have a lot. We weren't gifted with a lot, but we worked to get what we wanted to get, and that came from almost everybody that I know that played college basketball. You know, a lot of guys a guy that was Mr. Basketball played for my father. His family owned watermelon fields, cantaloupe fields, and they worked all the time. They were farmers. So I think the work ethic and everything that we did, I think that helped us get to where we needed to go.
So Craig Neal learns the game of basketball from your dad who's a coach
right.
in Indiana, and then you go and play for Bobby Kremins at Georgia Tech.
Yeah, it was a little different. A little different than playing for my dad.
So Coach Kremins is another iconic figure. I don't know if he's quite as universally known today as maybe Coach Knight was.
No.
But he was simply just less controversial.
Yeah.
And
Bobby was more concerned about his kids, and he wasn't an X and O guy, but he just recruited, and got the best players, and he let us play. So, you know, he was one of those guys that you love playing for because he lets you play, and he didn't micromanage you or expect you to do certain things, and we would run through a wall for him.
You played in the ACC,
mm-hmm.
right?
Really good conference.
And it's still an incredible basketball
it's
conference.
A really good conference.
But I'm thinking when you were there, Michael Jordan had just left. James
there.
Worthy.
No, I played against him.
You played against him?
played Jordan, Sam Perkins.
Sam Perkins.
Lynn Bias. Lynn Bias.
Tell people about Lynn Bias, who tragically died just after he was drafted by the Celtics, but he was a star at Maryland.
He was probably one of the best college players that I've seen or played against. So, and that was, you know, Ralph played then, Michael Jordan played then. Yeah. So it was.
That's Ralph Sampson.
It was. We had a really good league at that time.
But I, as somebody who is a little bit too young to appreciate Bias's game,
I think he was the first version, not major, of LeBron when LeBron was younger. He can't handle the ball like LeBron, but his body was that type of player.
It's just a fascinating time that you played the college game in that conference.
Yeah, it was a great era.
And then you played in the NBA, and I want to talk to you about that because I'm curious about your coaching influences. Did you play for Mike Dunleavy in Portland?
No, I played for Mike Shuler.
Okay.
But Rick Adelman was on that staff. Right. John Wetzel was on that staff. Maurice Lucas was on that staff. So that was the group I played for. And then in Miami, I played for Ronnie Rothstein, who was a Chuck Daly disciple. And then in Denver, I played for Coach Westhead, who was, of course, the famous Loyola Marymount coach.
Yep.
And
coached Magic to his first championship, too.
Yeah, so I got a lot of different things from a lot of different people.
That's it. When you talk to coaches, they tend to say they borrow a little bit.
And then I was fortunate enough to work with, I think, who's one of the greatest coaches ever, Lenny Wilkins, who was in the Hall of Fame as a player and Hall of Fame as a coach. So I've been blessed in that part of my career.
Tell me about the NBA.
Thankful I got out of it. It's just a lot. I think the biggest thing in the NBA that I didn't like about it is you play 82 games. The last year that I coached in Toronto, we lost 17 straight games, and you were numb to winning and losing. And we lost 17 games in a row, and then we won 12 straight and made the playoffs. So it's just it's on to the next one. You're getting on planes like taxis. But the NBA is a great game. I didn't mean that I didn't love it. I didn't like it. I mean, it's just the only difference is that in college athletics is you're in it for a different reason. In college athletics, you're in to help student athletes. You want to make an impact on young people's lives. In the NBA, it's just basketball. Here, you have a lot of other things that you have to juggle.
At Camelot Party Rentals, we make it great so you can celebrate with the best selection of rental equipment for weddings and special events. Camelot Party Rentals, proud sponsor of the Nevada Wolfpack. We are visiting with Craig Neal on the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. We are live at Bully Sports Bar and Grill on Rob Drive. It seems, and this is just my observation, but there is a little bit of a, it seemed almost inevitable you would come to Northern Nevada. Because not only do you have the basketball relationship with Steve Alford, but you also have one with the previous head coach. You played for Eric Musselman.
I played for Eric when he was 23.
In the CBA, which was Continental Basketball Association.
When he was a young coach.
Clearly, Muss has mellowed with age. That's a joke. What was that like, playing for Muss at 23?
It was different, but he was a really good coach, so I had a good experience with Eric.
I did text him, and he said you were part player, part coach even then.
Yeah, I mean, I almost came here last year to work for him, but I had great, great memories of playing for Eric, and we had a lot of fun. We were really good. He did a good job, and then he kind of just kept going forward in his career, and now he's got great success, but he was always a good coach. He was a student of the game, but he had a great relationship with a lot of us, and so I've always kept that dear, and I had fun playing for Eric.
It's Craig Neal. Give it up. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. We'll be back with Amanda Levins right after this at Bully Sports Bar and Grill. Stay with us.
You could watch the game at your house.
Could you get that?
Or you could watch the game at Bully's. Purchase one of our featured drinks during any pro or college football game, and you could score a trip for two to the Rose Bowl. Be it the last home football game in Oakland, fly to Washington to see San Francisco and Seattle face off, or win a trip to the Pac-12 College Championship. Bully's Sports Bar, your ultimate football headquarters.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
Hey, Nevada basketball fans, we know you'll be cheering on the Wolfpack with every dribble, every no-look pass, every last-second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the pack on to victory. Make sure you check out Shields for all the newest Nevada athletic gear to get your game on and cheer on the Wolfpack in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. And go Wolfpack!
Funny thing about the holidays is, nothing flies by faster. Well, actually, the Lexus December to Remember sales event also goes by fast. That's because for a very limited time, you'll find some of our best offers on our most popular models. But don't wait. Offers end January 2nd. See Dolan Lexus.
Hey, Wolfpack fans, a good coach can be the difference between winning or losing. It's no different in the game of life. The Human Services Agency has more than 800 kids in need of a foster or adoptive family. Mentoring is another option. Take a child to a game, play at the park, or spend quality time enjoying a shared interest. Be the difference by providing a home or becoming a mentor today. Call the Human Services Agency at 775-337-4470 because nobody should be left out of the pack.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Oh, hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy!
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com!
As a proud supporter of the Wolfpack, Nevada State Bank knows a winning team is the result of hard work, practice, and making the right plays. So who's on your financial team? Whether it's your first account, planning for retirement, buying a home, or expanding your business, Nevada State Bank is here when it counts. Because it matters who's on your team, and it matters who you bank with. Visit us at nsbank.com, a division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You could watch the game at your house.
Could you get that?
Or you could watch the game at Bully's. Purchase one of our featured drinks during any pro or college football game, and you could score a trip for two to the Rose Bowl. Be it the last home football game in Oakland, fly to Washington to see San Francisco and Seattle face off, or win a trip to the Pac-12 College Championship. Bully's Sports Bar, your ultimate football headquarters.
Welcome back. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. We are live at Bully Sports Bar and Grill. Spencer Wilson, John Ramey with you. Amanda Levins, the head coach, women's basketball, is with us. Give it up for Coach Levins. Fans, the Silver State Series presented by IBEW, Local 401, and Nevada Donor Network is a structured rivalry series matching the Pack and the Rebels in sports and academics. Follow points and standings throughout the year online, NevadaWolfpack.com/Silver State Series. Big win for the Pack yesterday over Stanislaus State at Lawler Event Center, 80-62. The final score snapped a two-game losing streak, and it was a really cool event. It was the 8th annual When I Grow Up game. It was your 3rd. That is an impactful, special event. Biggest crowd of the year, over 3,800.
Yeah, it's an amazing environment for our team to play in front of so many fans and young people in our community. And it's so neat what the university does in terms of partnering with the colleges on campus. So they come up and they table around the concourse at Lawler, and the elementary students can walk around and learn about the different colleges, things that they can major in a university setting. And so I think it's great to kind of plant that seed of what's possible in their future. And then to come in and cheer us on and to see strong young women compete at a high level, I think is great for the girls that are there, but also for the boys so that they can grow up with a great respect for women in athletics.
You mentioned the power of the When I Grow Up game to plant the seed. This is something I keep coming back to when people talk about athletics, opportunity, uplift. The idea that you can do something is almost as powerful as developing the skill and the ability to do it. And I certainly think women's basketball, that's a big part of why it matters.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you turn on the TV, you're not going to see a ton of women's basketball. So for these young people to come out and see it live firsthand is, I think, just like you said, planting the seed of what's possible. And not just, you know, can I go to college and be an athlete, but can I go to college and just go to college and be a student, you know. So I think that's why the game is so important, because they get to see both sides of that. And like I mentioned, for the young boys, you know, they grow up and you're not seeing a ton of women on TV. So to see women firsthand competing at a high level, I think, you know, that creates that respect of, you know, wow, you know, women can play at a really high level. It's not just men. It's not just the NBA. It's, you know, it's a lot of different opportunities.
Rez, we'll edit this out in post. Coach, can you push your microphone just a little close to your mouth there? Okay, good, good. Just don't want a feedback. We'll fix that, right? Okay. Question from Twitter. Will we see any attempted trick shots for Coach Levens to give Katie Ryan, the SID, the night off? Because her trick shot is like the best thing on the internet, right? Is there, Katie, how far up in the stands do you go before you bounce the ball? And is it 20 rows? Do you just eyeball it? If you haven't seen it on Twitter, at Nevada Wolfpack, at Women's Basketball, at Nevada Women's Basketball, Katie hits this trick shot. But I mean, your pitch count's got to be high. So you have trick shots?
I don't need them. You know, as a coach.
I don't need them.
There we go.
As a coach, it's important to play to your strengths. And, you know, you want to recruit people that can give you results. And I think, you know, we're going to stay with Katie. As long as she's hot, we're going to go to her.
That's good coaching. Seriously, though, if you have to win a game of horse, do you have some special moves?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's stuff you pull out. I have two older brothers, and I could never win because they could do things that I couldn't do until I got older, and then I would practice them, and now occasionally we have to use them on our players just to make them understand that we can still beat them in a lot of things. You just know, keep them humble.
Intimidate, like behind the backboard, like what do you got?
Yeah, bouncing it off stuff or shooting from out of bounds over the backboard or off of things, or especially with like your weak hand. You make them shoot with their opposite hand and things like that. I got into it with Marguerite the other day. They always want to shoot half-court shots and tell us that we should buy them Starbucks if they make it. Well, they always yell Starbucks, and then they don't make it. So she yelled Starbucks and shot it and, of course, didn't make it. And I was like, Mar, if I make this, you buy me 5 Starbucks. You know, right after practice, straight cold.
Wow.
And she's like, yeah, right. So I shot it and I made it.
Drilled it. Yeah.
And she's
just,
you know, none of the other players were in the gym anymore, so she's in denial mode. She just told the players it didn't happen, but the whole staff was there. So it's
witnesses.
Kind of our word against hers.
We are all witnesses. That's very good. Amanda Levens, half-court specialist, joining us right now. You guys opened up. This is kind of a weird year in the Mountain West due to availability of the Thomas and Mack Center in March. The tournament was moved up a week, so it's like the first weekend in March. And so the conference play has started with this week in December, and then the remainder of the non-conference schedule, and then conference resumes in the new year. How is that just a silly quirk for media people to talk about, or is that something you actually have to consider as a coach?
Well, it's different, you know, and for us, everybody has the same kind of obstacle with it, and so you play with what your schedule is, and for us, we only had one game, so I feel a little bit fortunate about that, because I feel like there's still so many things that we need to improve on before we get into Mountain West play. So for us, just to only have had one game, you know, I think it's good for us moving forward. But yeah, it's just very unusual, really.
And Coach, you guys bounced back nicely against Stanislaus State here at home a couple days ago. How did that feel? Would you like to see from your team bouncing back from that game?
Well, I like the quick turnaround, because obviously we didn't like how, you know, the Air Force game went for our program. And so to be able to play so quickly, right, you know, after that game is always a positive thing. You're not sitting on a loss and a close loss in a game that you feel like you should have been able to hold on to. So that was good. I was, you know, proud of our team. It was an early start. And going down to the USC tournament, we're going to play an evening game on Friday, and then we're going to have to turn around and play at 11 a.m. the next day. So I thought it was good prep for having such an early game and not a lot of prep the day of the game. We're used to like an hour shoot around, maybe an hour and a half. And, you know, that game, that day, it's like 30 minutes and it's, you know, really fast.
Right.
And so I like that we could simulate that, because, you know, we're going to have to do that next week, and then in your conference tournament, that's possible too. You could play a late game and have to turn around and play really early the next day, and you know, have very little prep time on your talking about the opponent for that day.
And then I think it was after the Portland State game during the post game with our pal Doug Greenwald, you were talking about how you wanted to find a different starting lineup, people that can give you a little more juice at the start of the game. How have you liked the way you've changed your starting lineup, and how do you like the way your team's coming out of the gate now in the last couple games?
Well, we told them after that game we were going to measure certain things in practice, and we would start the people that met the, you know, had the best statistics, and it ended up being the people we were starting already. So it was, you know, it was kind of like we had to continue to start them. And then, you know, in the Air Force game, we went with Amaya West instead of Ali Jimenez, one of our freshmen. And Amaya did some really good things, but, you know, at the end of the day, I think Ali is kind of our most consistent player at the three position. She, you know, does a great job in terms of taking care of the ball, rebounding things, and she hasn't been a great scorer for us this year, but she does everything else extremely well. Like, she never hurts us on offense. And so, you know, with Amaya, she's tinkered back and forth between the three and the four, and, you know, trying to find her a permanent place to play. I'm not sure that we're ever going to do that. She does have a lot of strengths, especially defensively, you know, and so it's for us, we want to get her on the floor at times to guard certain people and have certain matchups. But I think, you know, for our starting lineup, you know, our best five are the five that have started pretty much the whole season for us.
Yeah. Excuse me, Coach. If you crave more Wolfpack action, keep up on All Nevada Athletics with News 4's Wolfpack All Access, presented by Champion Chevrolet, highlights coaches' perspective and more. Wolfpack All Access airs every Sunday night after NFL Sunday Night Football on News 4, and again at 10 o'clock on Nevada Sports Net. You had the conference opener against Air Force in the Virginia Street Gym. I believe it was graduation was in Lawler. So what was that like playing in like a tiny old school? I've seen a men's scrimmage in there. I would think it's kind of cool for the fans. What's it like for the coach?
It's very intense. Everything is very much
on
top
of you.
Yeah. And the refs running by every time. We're kind of dodging each other to make sure there's not a collision on the sideline. There's just like not very much space. I loved how loud it was, the atmosphere. And obviously we talked to our team about the tradition in that building. You know, all the great players that have come through there, women's basketball, you know, that was their home gym. So that was really cool to be able to play in there and have that kind of setting.
You guys have a pretty gnarly schedule coming up now. You mentioned the trip to Southern California in the USC tournament, but you're going first to Utah. So you're going to play back-to-back Pac-12 teams and all on the road. What do you want to get from your team apart from positive win-loss results? Like, what do you need to get from this trip?
We need to compete, you know, and go on the road in kind of tough environments and against teams that maybe have advantages in certain matchups, you know, position-wise, and just go out and compete and go for it. You know, Utah's really, they're young, but they're really big. I shouldn't say young, they're really new. They have some transfers, they have some freshmen, and they have some young players last year that played a lot. So a little bit similar to us, but they, you know, they're a lot taller at a lot of the positions on the floor. So I just want us to go out and compete. We need to take care of the ball a little better. We need to stop fouling. We need to rebound better. So I think basketball-wise, like, those three things, rebounding, not fouling, and taking care of the ball, we need to keep improving on, especially going into the conference play after the new year.
Aloha, beaches, Catalina Lime, Mixer, 6% alcohol, Nevada Meat, Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. Give it up for Coach Levins. We'll take a break. We will come back on the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus, live from Bully Sports Bar and Grill with the Director of Athletics, Doug Knuth. That is next. Stay with us.
Who wants to go see some lights?
Funny thing about the holidays is, nothing flies by faster.
Hey guys, want to build a snowman?
Yay!
Ready to open presents?
Yay!
Excited for New Year's?
Woo-hoo!
Who's ready to go back to school?
Well, actually, the Lexus December to Remember sales event also goes by fast. That's because for a very limited time, you'll find some of our best offers on our most popular models. But don't wait. Offers end January 2nd. See Dolan Lexus.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
Carp Barn is your local one-stop shop for sales, service, and rentals. If you're looking for new or used golf carts, Carp Barn is the only authorized dealer for Club Car, Easy Go, and Cushman carts in Northern Nevada. Our mechanics have over 25 years experience and can service all makes and models. You can customize your cart with a variety of accessory upgrades. Call Carp Barn today at 775-852-0707. That's 775-852-0707.
You could watch the game at your house.
Could you get that?
Or you could watch the game at Bully's. Purchase one of our featured drinks during any pro or college football game, and you could score a trip for two to the Rose Bowl. Be it the last home football game in Oakland, fly to Washington to see San Francisco and Seattle face off, or win a trip to the Pac-12 College Championship. Bully's Sports Bar, your ultimate football headquarters.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We are back. Welcome back. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. We're live at Bully Sports Bar and Grill on Rob Drive. Spence Wilson, John Ramey with you, and the Director of Athletics, Doug Knuth, is with us. Yeah. Good turnout, guys. I call you coach as a joke, but you were a coach. And you have coached student-athletes at the collegiate level. You don't know?
Briefly.
Briefly, but you did it.
A couple years. 3 years.
Tennis. How were you as a coach? I mean, not like, I don't know your record, but I mean...
I thought I was really good.
Did you motivate? Did you get the most out of your student-athletes?
Yeah, I mean, I was a natural recruiter. I think I was able to recruit some top athletes that came in, guys that we probably haven't had that quality of players in the past. And, you know, the coaching thing, I was an assistant coach.
Yeah.
So, you know, all the credit, all our success goes to the head coach. And I was just, you know, there to help out as much as I could.
But the coaching skill set, the recruiting, the motivation, I mean, that probably informs you as an administrator, right?
Yeah, I think so. Especially the recruiting side of it. That effort every night, that effort on the phone, that effort going and visiting and seeing athletes and talking to the parents and selling the university and talking to about the university. You know, I do that today, 25, 30 years later. I still do that same thing today, and talking to recruits or talking to their parents, and even when it comes to hiring, you know, hiring coaches, hiring staff, it's talking to people about all the great things at our university and you know, selling great community and getting people to come be part of the pack.
Speaking of recruiting, announced today, football early signing day celebration coming up 1 week from today. The doors open at the Basin Street Club at Mackey Stadium at 4:45 in the afternoon. The celebration begins at 5:30. Coach Norvell and the staff will be breaking down film, talking about the early signees. The party is free for all members of the Blitz. If you're not a Blitz member, $20 gets you in, appetizers, no host bar, and a ticket to the men's basketball game that night against Texas Southern. If you already have a ticket to the basketball game, then it's just $10 to get in. So that's a pretty good afternoon evening with the Wolfpack.
Well, it's a lot of fun. I mean, you have a chance to talk football, sort of what most people would kind of consider the off season. You know, the regular season's over, but here we are gathering to talk about the future of Wolfpack football and the recruits. And you get a chance to watch videos, kind of the highlight videos of these high school players who are committing to come here and play. And, you know, coach gets up there and talks about the players and talks about where they're coming from. And it's kind of a neat deal. It's a fun event. And it's sort of a pregame dinner, pregame gathering before the basketball game as well. So get to come over, see everyone, get to hang out with everyone, talk football for an hour or so, and then, you know, wrap it up and head over to Lawler Event Center and cheer for the Pack.
It's a good night on Wednesday, the 18th, 1 week from tonight.
That's right. And Doug, talking about that football team, they're on their way into another bowl game, going up to Idaho for the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. What was it like to see this team kind of close out the season the way they did and get that bowl game?
You know what? I'm really proud of what Coach Norvell is doing. He's building a great culture. You talk about the most important thing about any organization is the culture. And he's got this evolving culture of leadership, a culture of accountability, which is really special to watch. And that's kind of like in my role, you know, wins and losses. We want to win every game. We want to go 12-0 and you know, win every time you walk out on the field. But I love what coach is doing off the field as well in terms of developing his young men, creating that leadership and accountability within the program. That's what leads to W's. That's what leads to wins down the road. And Jay and his staff are doing a fantastic job. 7-5 on the year, heading off to a bowl game, and couldn't be more excited about that. I think Coach Norvell has the greatest line I've ever heard from a football coach when asked about going to the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, and he said, "Well, it's going to a bowl is kind of like what do you say the
bowl
chicken
games
wings?
Are like chicken wings.
Bowl games are like chicken wings. Never had a bad one or something like that, right? Yeah. It's one of the most classic lines I've ever heard. And, you know, that's just Coach Norvell has been around a bunch of years, and he's heard those lines. That's a fantastic one. And it kind of feels the same way. I mean, going to Boise is it'd be a great week up there for the team. And it's a drivable distance for our fans. We have a lot of fans, and we don't talk about this enough, but we have a lot of fans in eastern Nevada. Right, and Winnemucca, Elko areas, and those folks, it's a short drive up to Boise, so we really hope we get a lot of fans out of northeastern Nevada and get up to Boise, cheer for the Pack, and it should be a fun game.
And Doug, like you mentioned, the fall sports now kind of getting into their off season if they aren't already into their off season. But did anything kind of stand out to you about Nevada's fall season? Because there's a lot of sports going on. I know cross country men's team was back for the first time in a very long time. So anything stand out to you from the fall season?
Yeah, that was the big kickoff. We had this historic moment to kick off the fall season with our first home men's cross country meet in 25 years. That was a big deal for us, and really celebrated having that team back. And I love what Coach Lee Nelson did. The volleyball team had a resurgence this season. You know, he and his staff have done a great job. And they're young and talented. So they're going to be good for the next couple of years, too. So volleyball is exciting to watch. And, you know, I'm excited about what, you know, you guys talked to Amanda earlier, Coach Levins. I'm excited about what she and her staff are doing, what they're building. That's going to be a special program, too, in the next few years. It'll be fun to jump on and get behind the women's basketball program. And then obviously you talked to Noodles earlier today, and gosh, men's basketball is going to be a lot of fun, and they're building it the right way. And I talked earlier about culture of a program and what Coach Alford and what Coach Noodles, what Coach Neal are building in terms of the culture and the quality and the character of the young men they're bringing to the program, just spectacular. So couldn't be more excited about all of our teams, and we're all going in a good direction right now and excited to be part of the Pack right now.
Shelter Insurance, ask an agent about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. Nevada.com. I just want to circle back to that point about Eastern Nevada, Elko, Winnemucca. Of course, there they carry the Wolfpack Sports Network. They get all the football and the basketball games there. So if you make the drive to Boise for the football game on the 3rd, it's not the only Wolfpack team in Boise around that date. Women's basketball is going to be there, too. So the pack is going to kind of mob up in Boise. It's going to be great.
That's right. Women's basketball will be there, and I believe Coach Levin's going to have the team come to the football game.
Yeah.
On Friday afternoon. And then for those of us, anyone sticking around, are going to be in Boise on Saturday. The women's basketball team plays Boise State Saturday afternoon. So here's a kind of a two-for-one if you're a Wolfpack fan. Come on up, cheer for the football team Friday afternoon, and then get out and watch the women's team play Boise State on Saturday afternoon. It's going to be a cool weekend.
I also want to highlight, just switching gears real quick, to the academic side. I think the number was 17. Student athletes graduating here at the end of the semester this year, and just that is such an under discussed component, because we talk about games, we talk about wins and losses, we talk about players and their trajectory maybe as professionals or what have you, but that is really a very small part of the story for the mission of the University of Nevada Athletics Department.
Most important thing we do. I talk all the time, and I say this line all the time, is we're really aware of who we are and what we stand for. And we're not the San Francisco 49ers, and we're not the Sacramento Kings, and we're not even the Reno Aces, right? Those professional sports franchises. We're on a college campus. We're on a college campus for a reason, and that's education, about education. And so we do, we talk a lot about our semester-by-semester grade point averages. We have a 3.0 that's a B average or better for all of our student athletes. That's incredible. We have really, really high academic progress rate. That's an NCAA thing where you've heard about APR. Mm-hmm. We do very, very well in that area. And then the ultimate thing, John, as you're mentioning, the ultimate measurement is how many of our student athletes do we graduate and are earning meaningful degrees. And we just set this year the all-time record, the best graduation success rate in the history of our program this year. So it shows you that our coaches are doing a great job recruiting the right kind of student athletes, and emphasis on the student part of the student athlete. They're recruiting the right type, the right kind of young men and women who have a high probability to succeed academically and have a high chance of succeeding athletically. And that's a big deal for us, and we love to talk about academics, so I appreciate you bringing that up. And yeah, we had a graduation ceremony last week. We had our seniors graduating. Their parents were there, and that's one of my favorite things to do is to talk about them and kind of transition them and encourage and guide them as they go off into the real world. And, sports for many of them stops, and then they have to transition, and they have all these great skills like work ethic, time management. They know how to be on a team. They know how to overcome adversity, all these great things that are going to serve them well in the workforce. And anyone listening out there, if you want to hire great people, hire former student athletes. Hire Wolfpack alumni, and I promise you they will not let you down. Great, great people, and they work their butts off, and they'll succeed in everything they do. Those are the kind of athletes we have, and I'm so proud of them. And the seniors that are departing, it's always sad, right? Because they kind of come through.
It's very emotional.
They come through, and they graduate, and they move on and go do bigger, better things. But for us as fans and for us as administrators, we kind of go like, man, I wish they could stay longer, right? I wish they could stay longer, keep playing.
Yeah. He is Doug Knuth. He's the director of athletics at the University of Nevada. Before we let you go, Doug Knuth does a game day run on all road games for to the football stadium, usually from the hotel. And I am not that tough. I do a little run on the hotel treadmill. What was your best run this year and maybe your most impressive distance?
Wow. This year was a relatively easy year. We didn't stay too far
right.
away. We've done some runs where it's super, super hot.
Well, okay, you can do them. You tell me the greatest of all time. You don't have to keep it to this
boy,
year.
Boy, there's all kinds of good ones. I've done freezing cold. I did Laramie when it was -3 degrees.
Ooh, it wasn't that bad this time.
Snowing sideways. This was a basketball trip.
Okay.
On a women's basketball trip a bunch of years ago. I've done Tucson, Arizona when it was 96 degrees. And
Nevada grit, ladies and gentlemen.
It was like
a
14-mile run, 96. It's kind of insane is what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I probably shouldn't be doing this, but it's been a tradition. I started it when I worked at Michigan State. I started doing it, and then 8 years at the University of Utah, I did it every trip, and then now my seventh year here at Nevada. So I'm probably, gosh, I'm 17, 18 years in of this tradition. And it's just fantastic. I love it.
I'll pick a real temperate short one at sea level for later in the basketball
season. Beautiful.
All right, give it up for Doug Knuth. We'll be back. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Back to Bullies after this.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
Hey, Wolfpack fans, a good coach can be the difference between winning or losing. It's no different in the game of life. The Human Services Agency has more than 800 kids in need of a foster or adoptive family. Mentoring is another option. Take a child to a game, play at the park, or spend quality time enjoying a shared interest. Be the difference by providing a home or becoming a mentor today. Call the Human Services Agency at 775-337-4470 because nobody should be left out of the pack.
Time to put up the tree.
Funny thing about the holidays is, nothing flies by faster.
Time for family photos. Time to cut the turkey. Time to open gifts. Time to take down the tree. Happy New Year!
Well, actually, the Lexus December to Remember sales event also goes by fast. That's because for a very limited time, you'll find some of our best offers on our most popular models. But don't wait. Offers end January 2nd. See Dolan Lexus.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Hey, Nevada basketball fans, we know you'll be cheering on the Wolfpack with every dribble, every no-look pass, every last-second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the pack on to victory. Make sure you check out Shields for all the newest Nevada athletic gear to get your game on and cheer on the Wolfpack in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. And go Wolfpack!
You could watch the game at your house.
Could you get that?
Or you could watch the game at Bully's. Purchase one of our featured drinks during any pro or college football game, and you could score a trip for two to the Rose Bowl. Be it the last home football game in Oakland, fly to Washington to see San Francisco and Seattle face off, or win a trip to the Pac-12 College Championship. Bully's Sports Bar, your ultimate football headquarters.
He's Spencer, I'm John. Good night, everybody.
This has been the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Also brought to you by Bully Sports Bar and Grill and by Camelot Party Rentals. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Wolfpack Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.